And I'm at another stand in the community sort of area. What's your name, sir?
Hi, my name is Dak Shingadia.
And what organisation are you representing today?
I'm from a charity called We Are With You. And within Surrey and Kent, we deliver NHS talking therapies.
Talking therapies? Okay, that sounds interesting.
Yes, so we support people who may be experiencing difficulties with common poor mental health, depression, anxiety, such as PTSD, OCD, and depression. So fairly common problems in the community. So we're one of five providers in Surrey, and we're quite happy to say we don't have a waiting list. Clients can access the service very quickly and get help. And I have a team of therapists who I line manage, and the feedback we get from clients is incredible, the benefit that they experience. Most people don't understand what talking therapies involve, so there's two main aspects, CBT and counselling. And after an assessment, we will suggest to clients which may be the better option for them. And we try and equip clients to become resilient over time, so that even once they leave the therapy, they have the tools to support themselves in future.
Is this for people who just can't talk or anything at all, or are nervous in public or anything at all, talking to people?
It could be any of us. We experience anxiety and depression in different ways, the various characteristics. Most of us experience some form of anxiety or depression at some stage in our life. It's when it becomes chronic and it affects your day-to-day functioning. That's when most people feel that they need to get some help. Obviously, the options are, medicinal option is there, but we work hand in hand with that. So many of our clients will already be on medication, but this is a different way of trying to help them consider how their thoughts are negatively impacting them and their behaviors, and really trying to reset the way they think so that they see things differently, and hopefully going forward they will continue to see things in a different way so that it'll alleviate the psychological pressures that they may be experiencing.
Did you notice an increase during the COVID lockdowns or anything or after that?
There was. It's in the last sort of, I think, 3 years, there's the demands on the service have been quite significant. I know that other providers have got long waiting lists. Fortunately for us, just before COVID hit, we were setting up for remote working. So we were already there, so that we've been able to support clients, consistently. And that's why we don't have a waiting list. So it's been a great benefit.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.